these claims have been hashed out and rehashed, and there was nothing new in the documentary from that point of view last night. And very clearly, the individuals that you spoke about and Dolores Price, who appeared in the documentary, are people who are opposed to Sinn Féin's peace strategy. They're opposed to the Sinn Féin project. Indeed, they have associated with groups in the past that have issued death threats against leading members of Sinn Féin. And in Dolores Price's own words, you know, she said that she's opposed to the peace process and would do anything in her power to bring it down. And Gerry's made it very clear that what they have said is untrue.
When Gerry Adams says he was not a member of the IRA, is he being completely honest?
I have no reason to doubt Gerry Adams, and this is a question that's been, you know, asked of Gerry for many, many years. It's in a question that appears in every election campaign that he stood in and since 1983, and I think the public have made their mind up on that issue.
Is there a fear that Sinn Féin could lose support as a result of last night's documentary?
Well, I think that would be a very narrow-minded view to have in relation to the anguish and the pain that families have in relation to these people who were disappeared. And, you know, anybody who lost their lives in the conflict, whether they were an IRA volunteer, whether they were a unionist paramilitary, whether they were a member of the British Armed Forces, or whether they were an innocent bystander, they have a heartbreaking story to tell. There are people who loved them, who cared for them. There were families that were left behind. But I think in relation to the category of people that were shown last night, that the loss was greater given the fact that they were disappeared, and that's something that, as I said, should never have happened, and the focus needs to be about them and not about any party.